going back to the towns really quickly, I am personally impressed with the townspeople. And a lot of people may look at this and say that they're very simple. They're almost too simple because, number one, I mean, they're not on any schedule. They don't actually perform actions or anything. They only give you one or two lines of dialogue. So to some people that might be too simple, but you got to put yourself in my shoes here. And why I say that I actually enjoy the townspeople is because, once again, I'm approaching this as if I'm playing a 90s Final Fantasy RPG where the townspeople did not have schedules. They were not overly complex. But some of my favorite Final Fantasy games, they gave you one or two lines of dialogue that added flavor to the town and to the world and to the story. That is what these do. That is what these townspeople do. They add a little bit about themselves. They add a little bit about the world. But then also what they do that I think is very interesting is that they are what I call contextually responsive. Based on the actions that have taken place, their dialogue is overhauled and they say something completely different. Some of the old Final Fantasy games, there might be points in the game that affect the story in such an incredible way that the lines of dialogue change for the townspeople. But for the most part, once you talk to that person once, you have what they've said, what they say forever. But there have already been three or four times where the first town that you start the game, or where you start the game, the dialogue has changed for those characters. So there's incentive for me to go back and talk to them again because they will tell me something new, or they will give me an interesting piece of dialogue about my character, about Kanata, or about the other children in the party. So I thought that was a very, very nice touch. The battle system, for the most part, and I'm playing on the normal difficulty, for the most part, they've just been trash mobs. I've been just barreling through the enemies up until one specific early game boss that for whatever reason just kept kicking me in the rear end over and over and over again. To the point it was kind of embarrassing. And then I kind of figured out what was going on. In fact, I went back and got extra items and every like extra potions and things. I went all the way back to the town, got extra potions, came back. And then I guess I just figured out what I was supposed to do, which I felt like I figured it out very early on, but I kept dying. So I went back, got potions. When I returned, I did not need a single potion. I guess I just got the timing down right. I was able to get my momentums in time. So maybe I was just, it was user error. And I finally did it correctly. Anyway, the battles have been pretty easy, but they've been pretty fun. And I can see that there's a lot of room to grow with this battle system. As the enemies get stronger, as their fighting styles and their techniques get more complex, hopefully as the game goes along, or as they just get stronger, I can see where this battle system is going to be really fun. It's already enjoyable for me to move around on the battlefield, and it's taken me a bit to get used to the fact that I have to actually, you know, run up to an enemy, but I think that's a really, really cool system. I like that it auto targets initially, and then I can change which enemy I'm selecting, and it gives me sort of that shadow form of my character that is running around on the screen. It's a really nice touch, and I really like where it's headed, and I can see a lot of room for growth as the game progresses. Overall, what I can say about this game, at least so far, and I'm hoping that this continues because it's there, but it's not quite where I want it. But the feel that I get of a classic game is there. like I said, it's not quite where I want it yet. It's not quite where I want it yet. But it's there right under the surface. And I feel like it can go really deep, but right now we're just right under the surface. I feel like it is a classic Final Fantasy game, but it's, to me, feeling a little bit more Bravely Default than Final Fantasy. And I did enjoy Bravely Default, but I didn't absolutely love Bravely Default. So this is sort of right in the middle for me between Final Fantasy and Bravely Default. And I'm hoping that it's just going to lean a little bit more Final Fantasy, classic Final Fantasy. But like I said, I'm already getting the feel of it. The way that the maps are laid out, the way that you have the overworld system, the way it is, the characters do really make me feel like Final Fantasy characters. So anyway, there's all that. And underneath it all, it feels like Final Fantasy. You have the save points, you have the fact that you can save at save points, but that you can also use essentially a camping set and a tent and everything. They're called different things, but you know what it is. You know what the Phoenix Downs are, even though they're called Phoenix Tears. You know the potions, money and gil. It feels like a Final Fantasy game. So I'm glad of that. I'm really, really pleased with that. And I just hope that as it goes along, it does lean even further into Final Fantasy for me. I'm glad that this is a new thing, but I do want it to feel Final Fantasy. That's what I'm wanting to get out of it. So I'm not sure if it's really going to go as far as I want it to, but I am happy to be along for the ride because it is to me, it is good in its own right, but I think it would be even better if it unashamedly leaned more Final Fantasy as we went along. What I will say that it does very well standing on its own is that it includes a lot of modern conveniences that classic Final Fantasy games did not have. And I think that these things are really cool and they are game changers for me. And I can't imagine playing this game without them. Like, there are things that I honestly didn't even think about having in there, but the fact that they're in there, now I can't play without them in this game. And I would love for these features to show up in every game now. One of those things is the quick saving feature. This is something that if you emulate games, obviously you get the quick save, the save state, that instantaneous saving system is there. And so now it's in this game as well. I think that it's fantastic that you can get a quick save, fire it off right before a boss or something. If they don't give you a, typically they'll give you a save point before a boss, but maybe before a certain fight, or you just have been running around grinding for a long time and you want to be safe, throw a quick save. That is an amazing feature that should be in every game at this point. Save points to me feel so outdated. And I think, especially, look, we had Breath of the Wild come out and you could literally save at any moment in that game. And it was a fantastic game. Restricting players to save points doesn't make things better. It doesn't. And so I like that they gave us the option in this game to save anytime we wanted. And then on top of that, you did have the actual save points, which is sort of a callback to old school RPG. And then with the dialogue, this is something that I personally haven't seen, but then again, I may just be missing all the games that have it. But when it comes to the dialogue, it allows you to rewind back to the beginning of a conversation. Say a cutscene begins, and because it's all text-based, there's no voices, it's very seamless to hit the left bumper button and rewind by lines. So if I just met, you know, because sometimes I'll be reading quickly, think that I get a line, and then a couple lines later, I'm like, oh, wait, I can't exactly remember what they say. Or I might look up to watch TV or something, and then I just want to replay the conversation whenever I get back to the game because I've forgotten what's going on. Man, I just hit that left bumper button. It backs me up, changes the color of the dialogue so I know I'm in the rewind system. And then you hit B to exit the rewind system, and it takes me back to the current line of dialogue. That is a fantastic convenience and feature that I have not thought about. And I, like I said, I've not seen. If it's in other games, please tell me what those games are, because I don't want to discount those, but I've just never seen it. So if the rewind feature for dialogue is in other games, please let me know what games those are. But anyway, on top of being able to rewind the dialogue, you can also fast forward the dialogue. So like the boss who I kept dying to, there's a short scene before that. And like in a lot of modern games now where you can pause and then skip the cutscene, it allows you to do that with text too, which is something that you could not do back in classic Final Fantasy games. You just had to repeatedly tap the button to, you know, speed through lines of text. So this is something that I wish I had had in Final Fantasy VI in the final boss stretch, because the scene with Final Fantasy VI's final boss. All right, spoiler alert for Final Fantasy VI. I mean, surely if you're listening to this podcast, you've played Final Fantasy VI. Please, for the love of God. But the final boss, the final fight with Kefka, there's that lengthy scene. I wish that I had had a fast forward dialogue option. That would have been amazing. This game does it. So that is my sort of 4 hours into Lost Sphere impressions. Let me know what you think. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? What are you liking about it? What are you not liking about it? To me, it's a charming game that has a lot of potential to be really good. It feels enough like Final Fantasy while still standing on its own, including a lot of modern conveniences that even the classic games that it's emulating did not include. So I'm excited to continue to play tonight. And I'm also excited to hear from you about your thoughts and feelings regarding the game. Remember, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm at VaultRPG. And if you found this podcast, then I really appreciate you listening. If you're still listening at this point, I really, really, really thank you for going all the way through. And until next episode, have a great time gaming, everyone. See ya.